probably when he bought in and started doing this for his close friends and family, oh gosh, it had to be what, $400 or $500 for a Bitcoin.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome to another episode of Women in Tech. I'm your guest host, Ira Herman, in today for Esprit Devora. And on today's episode, we're talking with an amazing company in the LA tech scene that's working in the cryptocurrency and blockchain space. Today, our guest is Kim. Kim, please introduce yourself.
Hey guys, my name is Kim Klefchinski, and I am with a company called Sprouts Investments.
And tell us a little bit about what your company does.
Yeah, so Sprouts is essentially the first cryptocurrency investment management platform for the layman. So anybody can give us their money, and we have investment advisors who invest it into cryptocurrency for them.
And how can we find your app, company, website? How do we get in touch with your company?
Yeah, so it is a simple web app. You go to our website. It is sprouts.investments, and you can create an account.
Cool. So sprouts.investments. And if I wanted to buy cryptocurrency, because I've been hearing all the craziness about how crypto is the next big thing, and I want to get involved in it, but I know it's super technical. How can you help with that?
Exactly. So you are our ideal customer. We are the solution for everybody who has heard of cryptocurrency or Bitcoin, but doesn't want to learn or doesn't have the ability to learn how to invest themselves. So we handle all of it for you.
Cool. So I can actually go to your company, go to your website. Mm-hmm. I can transfer some money into you guys. Mm-hmm. And then you will put together a portfolio of crypto?
Yep. We give 72 hours for your portfolio to be compiled. And then we send you an email with where all your money is sitting and which coins it is sitting with.
Very, very interesting. So is it almost like a fund?
It is exactly like a fund. So we treat everybody's portfolio differently. You can choose low, medium, or high risk.
Now, that's interesting, too. Mm-hmm. Why would I want to choose high risk as opposed to low risk?
I mean, right now, I would suggest you invest in high risk because cryptocurrency is volatile in a positive way.
Cool. Yeah, definitely big swings up and big swings down, and then up again and down again. And now we're kind of in a down zone again. Fascinating. I do want to mention again, real quickly, these episodes, Crypto Friday, these are for entertainment purposes only. We are not financial advisors and investments contain risk, but it's fun talking about it. And you can definitely check out the website, sprouts.investments. Is that right?
Yep.
And check out what the service does. And if you do want to get involved in it, you vet it, you talk to a professional about it. It's a really cool way to get involved in crypto, especially without dealing with the technical hoops. So let's say I wanted to get some Bitcoin. I wanted to get some Ethereum or Ether. I wanted to get maybe some Litecoin. How does that work through your platform?
Yeah. So you can't actually choose which cryptocurrency that you want to invest in. You just create an account using your social login or your email. We verify with your phone number, and then we decide where your money is going to go based on low, medium, or high risk. So you can't technically choose you want to invest 100% into Bitcoin. You know, you can do that on your Coinbase or whatnot. We tend to decide where your funds are going to be going.
Okay, cool. So if I just wanted to go in on one of the mainstream cryptocurrencies, I could do that through a major platform like Coinbase or Gemini or Kraken or Bitbit.
So we consider those like advanced users. You know, you can manage your own portfolio and manage your own investments. And we want to gear our services towards the beginning investor in cryptocurrency and make it super simple. So people don't even need to know the difference between the different types.
Cool. And if I wanted to check on which cryptocurrencies are in my portfolio at any given time, is that something I can do on your platform?
Yeah. So you would just log in, as long as you log in and you give us 72 hours and you can see where your funds are being dispersed.
And what do you mean give us 72 hours?
So it takes us 72 hours to have our investment advisors build your portfolio out.
So from the time I first sign
exactly.
up and pull the trigger on it,
yep.
then wait 72
exactly.
hours. And then from that point in time, I've got a portfolio put together by your expert advisors.
Exactly.
And then I can check in at any time mm-hmm. and see what's in the portfolio.
Correct.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And how often does that change?
So right now it changes our investment advisors are constantly monitoring the upward and downward trends in the marketplace. So it's a fairly active portfolio change. If you are low risk, it's going to change less. If you are high risk, it's going to change. Obviously, it's going to be more volatile. So our investment advisors change it more rapidly.
Okay, so the frequency of change depends on
your volatility, the portfolio volatility.
Portfolio volatility and the level of risk that I set.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay, cool. How long have you guys been doing this?
So my co-founder Drew has been investing in crypto for a little over 2.5 years. So he's about, oh gosh, almost 32 months. Really long time.
And in crypto years, that's like 40 years.
Exactly. It's
like dog years.
Yes. I forget probably when he bought in and started doing this for his close friends and family. Oh gosh, it had to be what? $500 for a Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
It's something close to that. And now it's outrageous. So
sounds about right. I remember when it was about $500.
Right. I know.
Yeah.
Me too.
And then even most of last year, I want to say it was under 2000.
Oh, it was like, it a year ago. It was probably 950, 2000, probably the beginning of 2016, which is insane.
Yeah.
Shoot me in the foot.
And now there's, you know, with that price action, with that change, there's a lot of excitement in the market. There's kind of big players getting involved. I know Goldman is setting up a trading desk. We had news of, the New York Stock Exchange's parent
yeah.
company is setting up a data feed.
Tom Farley, Tom Farley is the CEO of the New York Stock Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And he just spoke yesterday about, I think he may have personally invested or is bringing some sort of cryptocurrency into the stock market. We should look it up and
very,
see exactly what
very
it is.
Very interesting.
But.
Yeah, because I know there's, we've got, a couple futures now, Bitcoin futures created, where those are in the Chicago Board of Trade, I believe, and the CBOE, I forgot what that stands for, but basically the Chicago exchanges have these futures set up where you can buy and speculate on Bitcoin, and then they're buying Bitcoin in order to. Interesting. Interesting market. And then we've got an ETF coming up next quarter, Q2. NASDAQ announced they're going to have an ETF, an electronically traded fund, which is going to be a cryptocurrency fund traded on the NASDAQ stock exchange. So there are more and more ways to get involved with it, more players getting involved with it. And it really is seeming more like the next kind of stock market. And this, in fact, so much so the stock markets are getting involved in it.
Which is, I mean, it's crazy too. But then what's going on with all the regulations in China and Korea? I feel like that's kind of what dropped the price a little bit.
Yeah. And those seem to be kind of back and forth too. It's, you know, with China, it's, you know, Bitcoin's fine. That's where the majority was being mined. And then they were kind of like, nope, now Bitcoin's illegal. And then they're like, nope, now it's kind of okay again. And then now I think it's not. And I heard that a lot of people moved kind of from China to, was it South Korea and Japan because of the laws happening there and the changes. And then South Korea's kind of cracking down on it now. But Japan has embraced it and recognized Bitcoin as an actual legal currency. So that's an interesting thing. Some countries are recognizing it as a currency. Other ones are looking at it more like a stock, similar to a mm-hmm. stock. And then other ones are either clamping down or trying to figure it out. It's kind of a rumor or analysis, but it might be that in China, they just want to take over the exchanges and have control over all of that. So the easy way to do that is first make it illegal and then come in and say, well, we'll make it legal again, but we regulate the whole thing.
Doesn't that sound like marijuana? Very similar.
Yeah, there's definite parallels there.
That's so interesting.
So how big is your company?
Oh, there's six of us. So we're pretty tiny.
Okay, awesome.
And we're all over the U.S. So from here to Cleveland and in between.
And we were talking about another company you're working on out here before this one. So you're 100% in now on Sprouts and working towards the what I see is the future with blockchain. There's amazing things happening with blockchain. What were you doing before that?
Yeah. So, I mean, I originally ran RenewU, which was the first on-demand personal training company in existence. It was essentially the Uber for fitness. And then most recently, for a couple years, I was doing the Silicon Beach Sports League, also known as the Startup Sports League.
Very cool. Yeah. A lot of startups playing sports against each other. What, softball?
Yeah. So we do
kickball.
Yeah.
And
we
like that.
There's basketball. We have bowling leagues. We do beer pong tournaments. So really, it was started when we were up in San Francisco and two of the founders, the Justins, wanted, I think it was Uber versus Lyft, and they were playing dodgeball. So they decided to bring it down to Los Angeles. And then we just decided to start this nonprofit that's community-based so you can play other startups in sports.
That's very cool.
And drink. Startup, play,
oh, and
play,
drink. Of course. There's the social aspect of the sports. So that's it's cool because I remember ages ago, I worked at Microsoft. Love Microsoft, but it's a big corporate environment. And so there's a lot of these big kind of corporate structures where we had a sports league. We would play softball. I think it was every Sunday we'd go play. And then there were people who did bowling. And so in these big companies, it's easy to have that. But in these startups, these smaller companies, it's usually, I think, harder to organize that. And it's also nice to meet other companies that are in the space because there's not so much of a competitive nature there. It's more like a social, let's work together. How can we help each other out? And then friendly competition happening.
So you think of, I'm sure so many of you guys go to networking events and it's stuffy and a little bit awkward and you're kind of forced to talk to people, where in this sports environment, you play at a volleyball tournament or you see different teams every 8 weeks, you really get to form relationships with people unconventionally and it's really fun. So it's a completely new way to network.
Very cool. And what are the requirements for that? Is that, what kind of companies are involved and what's the minimum requirement for a company to join?
Oh, goodness. Really any company, any startup. I mean, we've had Dun & Bradstreet play, who obviously you don't really consider a traditional startup. Yeah. Snapchat usually has 2 to 3 teams depending on the sport. I know volleyball, they have a ton of teams play. So really there's no requirement. Entry fees depend on the sport, you know, $250 to $500. Our beer pong tournaments are $50. So super affordable. Every team can play. Every participant usually gets a chance to play. Basketball is actually super competitive. I mean, we had a lot of D1 basketball players, surprisingly.
Super competitive. Lots super of fouls or what?
They're just, I mean, we've had like D1 players.
Taking it very seriously.
They take it super seriously. So some really, really good basketball players. Volleyball is a little bit more relaxed. It's co-ed sixes. So you usually get to play and we rotate around. So it's fun.
Is that court volleyball or sand?
Sand.
Okay.
So
cool.
Usually right in Santa Monica, right by the pier.
I'm actually looking for a volleyball game. I haven't played in a while. I want to get back into it.
Wow.
And that'd be good. But yes. I like it when I'm decent at it, but I'm not pro level and I don't like it when people take it too seriously.
Volleyball is super fun. Volleyball is not as cutthroat as basketball is. We got eliminated. We didn't go to the tournament, my team. So we didn't do that good.
Cool. Well, that sounds pretty easy going. That's more my speed.
That's exactly your speed.
All right. Well, anything else that you want to tell us about Sprouts?
Well, I'm hoping that Sprouts has been one of the easier cryptocurrency companies to understand because it's pretty basic. You know, log onto the website, create an account, and transfer your funds as much as you would like. Our transaction fees are extremely low. You can withdraw your money at any time after 60 days. So go to sprouts.investments and check us out. We're always here to help. You can chat with us on the website or give us a call.
Very cool. And how can people connect with you personally on social and online?
Oh, yeah. Personally, it is at KIMKLA. So at Kim KLA.
I'm glad you made that easier because I still can't spell your
my
last name.
So my last name is very long. It's KLAFCZYNSKI. And my handles are Kim KLA. And people assume it's Kim K Los Angeles, but it's Kim K. It's kind of the same thing. Kim KLA.
Yeah, that actually works out. You are Kim K in Los Angeles.
Exactly.
All right, great. Well, thank you very much for coming on the program. And thank you at home or in your car or on your run or cycling or on a scooter. Thanks for listening. Bye.
UpGuard, one of my favorite companies in Mountain View, combines asset discovery, security ratings, and vendor questionnaires for the only complete cyber risk solution. Not only do they keep us safe online, they empower women in tech internally. They focus on hiring female engineers to make sure that we rise to the top. So I welcome you to take a look at their job opportunities from Mountain View to New York, New York to Sydney, Australia. They are a company worth exploring. Their mentorship culture is magnetic. Mention the Women in Tech podcast when you apply. Just as they celebrate women in tech, we want to celebrate you too. So make sure to let us know when you've reached out to UpGuard, and we'll make sure to feature you on the Women in Tech social channels. We believe in you. UpGuard.com. Visit them for yourself. You'll see exactly what I mean. The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.
To join in the conversation and chat with me and other crypto enthusiasts, check out the crypto channel on the We Are LA Tech private Slack at wearelatech.com/VIP.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are not the opinions of We Are LA Tech or their participants and are subject to change. The content of the show, the videos, website, and all related works are provided for entertainment purposes only. It is not intended to be, nor does it constitute, financial, investment, or trading advice of any kind. You shouldn't make any decisions as to investing, finances, trading, or anything else based on this content without undertaking independent due diligence and consultation with a professional financial advisor. Please understand that the trading of Bitcoins and alternative cryptocurrencies have potential risks involved. Anyone wishing to buy, sell, or trade any of the currencies or tokens mentioned on this podcast should first seek their own independent financial advisor.